You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 7th of November 2024. The Australian share market rose with a bit of a rally at the end of the day. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.3%. We'll have the details in a few moments with Angus Geddes from Fat Profits, including where he's putting his money following the election. But first, US shares rose to a record overnight following Donald Trump's election win. Policies are being seen as pro-US growth, but tariff implications could hinder the global economy. For more, I spoke with Shane Oliver, the chief economist at AMP. Shane, US shares really surged overnight, reaching record levels. Why? And is this just temporary?
Look, I think what we've seen is very similar to what we saw back in 2016, albeit even stronger. Basically, the market is anticipating that Trump will focus on tax cuts and deregulation. And of course, it loves the idea of that, particularly a 15% corporate tax rate. So that explains the knee-jerk reaction in the US share market. The risk is that it could prove temporary, as we saw in the first period for Trump back in 2017, 2018, 2019, shares rallied very strongly in the first year, then got hit by the tariff war of 2018. If this time around he starts off with the tariff war earlier, then we could see share markets come under pressure quicker. The other thing to note is that back in 2016, shares were pretty cheap in the US. The US price to earnings multiple was around 16 or 17 times. Now it's around 23 times, depending on which measure you look at. And of course, bond yields have gone up, which further puts pressure on US share market valuations.
The market was clearly positioning for a Trump win ahead of time, right? What role do you think financial markets had in getting Trump elected?
Look, it may be the case that financial markets played a minor role, but I do think it would have been a minor role. Financial markets probably prefer Trump, particularly if you're a share market investor. Not necessarily if you're a European share market investor or an Australian share market investor, but almost certainly the case if you're a US share market investor. But whether it has enough influence on the broader American public remains to be seen. And of course, financial markets may not necessarily get good things out of Trump. Shares did well in his first term, but this time around, he doesn't have to worry about the politics so much because he can't get re-elected unless he changes the Constitution. That means he could go a lot harder on the tough things like tariffs, which could actually be quite bad for the US share market.
Donald Trump used the phrase over the past few weeks during his rallies, are you better off now than when you were 4 years ago, right? His win, though, comes as the US avoided a recession. The jobs market is still relatively strong. Inflation is now coming down. Interest rates are coming down too. You've got the US Federal Reserve meeting today with an announcement expected tomorrow. What do you think happened there when it came to messaging about the economy, and how would you rate America's economy?
Look, I would rate America's economy as very strong. All of the normal economic indicators you look at would have pointed to a return of the Democrats. The US share market was strong. Normally it's falling ahead of a change in government. Unemployment was very low at around 4%. Inflation has been falling down to 3% or less. And of course, overall economic growth has been strong. So all of those things suggest that Trump should have lost and Harris should have won. But of course, I think what happened here, and it's a bit like Australia at the moment, people say, yes, the economy is strong here in Australia. We've got low unemployment and interest rates still high, but they might come down. But by the same token, I think Americans, just like Australians, are upset at the deterioration in the cost of living. Their wages have gone up, but it hasn't kept up with the big surge in inflation we saw a couple of years ago. And that's the problem in America. Their purchasing power, the value of their earnings has gone down. They're still behind where they were 4 years ago on many measures.
You mentioned earlier how European shares weren't doing well. They actually fell overnight. What do you think a Trump presidency means for the global economy? What are the risks and maybe benefits there? And how will Australia be most affected?
Look, the positives of a Trump presidency could be an even more invigorated US economy. Deregulation frees up business, tax cuts encourage more business activity. So that could be positive in a sort of a Reagan era sense. But beyond that, it gets a lot messier because those tax cuts will also blow the US budget deficit out. They're more stimulus for the US economy. That could mean more inflation. It can mean higher bond yields, higher borrowing costs. And of course, that's pushed up the value of the US dollar as investors start to anticipate that. And more significantly, if he's talking about 10 to 20% tariffs on imports from the rest of the world and 50 to 60% tariffs on imports from China, that could invite a retaliation from those countries and a trade war. And don't forget, even if you implement Trump's proposed tariffs at the low end of those ranges I just referred to, you end up with an average US tariff going to 17%, which is way, way, way above where it was in 2018. So you're talking about a potential trade war far bigger than what we saw back in 2018. And of course, that's bad news for the rest of the world. If other countries respond with tariff hikes fairly quickly after the US does that, then that means a reduction in global trade, and that means slower economic growth globally. So you could end up with this perverse mix of higher interest rates and bond yields, but at the same time, slower economic activity globally. And that is how Australia would be impacted, unfortunately. I don't think Trump is going to put tariffs on our imports going into the US. It's a risk, but he'll probably avoid that. But we'd certainly be affected if tariffs were placed on China and the rest of the world and we saw a global trade war.
Okay, finally, what do you think the message is for investors right now? Because you don't just have a change of US president. There's also the ongoing tensions in the Middle East. You've got China trying to rebuild its economy. Corporate earnings are still not too bad. What are you telling investors?
Like I'll say that again. I think investors need to remain fairly cautious here. We have seen good gains in share markets. They can probably go further given ongoing interest rate cuts from central banks. But by the same token, you have to allow that we have seen very good gains over the last few years. You know, Trump was mostly good for shares, but so has Biden been. Share markets are trading on relatively high price to earnings multiples. I think you have to allow that the rates of return we will see will start to go down, be more constrained, and you have to expect more volatility given the uncertainty that Donald Trump's policies imply. So I think it's going to be a more constrained and more volatile ride for investors. I don't think there's any need to panic here. And right now share markets are still feeling fairly optimistic. But investors do need to be a little bit more cautious than they have been because we are moving into a less certain world, not only economically, but also geopolitically.
That's Shane Oliver there, the Chief Economist at AMP.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
Let's take a look at the Australian share market now, where the S&P ASX 200 finished stronger by about 0.3% at 8,226 points. It was in negative territory for some of the session. Let's take a closer look now at what investors and fund managers think about the US election, the implications, potential opportunities, and where they're investing right now. For that, I spoke earlier with Angus Geddes, the CEO of Fat Profits. Angus, what does a Trump win mean for shares, both globally and in Australia? Because while he supports US growth, those tariffs could hit Australia and the rest of the world too.
Look, I think Trump is going to be very pro-growth. He's very friendly to business. He's going to turbocharge the US economy. But of course, putting through those tax cuts and potentially the tariffs could actually generate a lot of inflation.
Yeah, to what extent is the market now worried about those inflationary pressures?
The bond market is extremely worried. And, we've seen a huge sell-off in the US bond market and a backup in yields since the red wave sweep yesterday.
What does this mean for you as an investor, as a market player? This win, this Donald Trump win, does it now change the way you approach the market and the way you invest?
Well, I think if he follows through on those tariffs in China in particular, first of all, it is going to mean a lot of inflation. So we're heavily in precious metals and gold, which I think, over the medium to longer term will be a beneficiary. But perhaps more pertinently, China is going to have to shore up its economy and possibly the fiscal stimulus package that could be announced in the next 24 hours could be more significant than the markets currently expect.
When you look at the Australian share market and the stocks or sectors exposed to the US, right, are there any that are actually would benefit from a Trump win?
Well, look, I think the insurance companies are very well placed. We've seen QBE make new record highs. They're positively correlated to US bond yields. And with those bond yields going higher in the US because of the perceived inflation that's potentially coming, you know, those insurance companies are going to be beneficiaries of that.
Can we talk about a couple of local companies? NAB today posting an 8% fall in full-year cash earnings to $7.1 billion. What do you make of the banks at the moment?
Look, I think Australian banks are very, very well priced. They're amongst the most expensive in the world. But, you know, having said that, if the RBA commences easing next year, you know, they're well positioned to sort of expand their margins and for an inflection in the housing market next year.
Also heard from the ACCC greenlighting Sigma's merger of Chemist Warehouse, effectively listing Chemist Warehouse as a result. How significant is this?
I think it was pretty significant in terms of getting it past the ACCC. There are a number of competitive hurdles, but, you know, they've got the green light. It's going to place Sigma Chemist Warehouse in a very dominant position within that healthcare segment in the Australian market.
And finally, in this environment, you were talking about gold earlier. Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
I think the precious metal miners are well positioned, given that Trump's policies are going to be inflationary, but also, you know, at some point the US dollar could come under quite a lot of pressure, given those fiscal deficits are likely to blow out.
That's Angus Geddes there from Fat Profits.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.